Episode 12. How do you meditate? Meditation's easy, but it's not easy to master. Today we're going to talk about the meditation process and how to go about meditating. Welcome to the Wellness Trek, where we search for practical, actionable steps to live with less emotional, mental, and physical pain, to learn to live life as our best selves. So there are a ton of different ways to meditate. I've weighed them. It's exactly a ton. Okay, I didn't weigh them. Anyway, there's a lot of ways to meditate. You can focus on any physical sensations, stare at something, mantras in your head, mantras out loud, focus on sounds. There's just a lot of ways to meditate. And there's things like drawing and cloud watching and being out in nature, watching animals. That can all be forms of meditation also. But what I'm going to talk about today is just the focus on the breath. It's easiest. It's something you can do anywhere. Doesn't take anything special. Ideally, you'd be able to sit down with some place with good posture. You can sit on the ground. There's no special way of sitting. You can sit on the ground cross-legged. You can sit on a chair bench. You can lay down if you have to, if sitting is uncomfortable or you can't sit for some reason. Laying down is okay. You can even do it standing up if you have to. So ideally, you're going to have a straight spine. You're laying down, it's going to be on your back. You're going to have good posture. The reason for this is there's two ways that I meditate, two purposes. So one is just a general meditation. It's okay for me to relax in that, but I don't want to fall asleep. And that's when I need a nice straight spine, even if I'm on my back or laying down. And the other is where I'm using meditation to relax to the point where I fall asleep. And I usually do that curled up on my side in bed. And the only difference is really your intention. One is to go to sleep and one not. And having that straight spine, focusing on having good posture, or as good as posture as you can. And so you're going to start with your eyes open, whatever position you're in. And you're just going to take some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth, in through the nose and out through the mouth. If you're congested, then breathe however you can. But if you can, you want to take a deep breath in through that nose and then again out through the mouth. And you want to fill up your lung cavity, your chest and your belly. You want to put as much oxygen in your lungs as you can without straining. Then you want to exhale it all out. And when you exhale it out, it's not to the point of strain. You just let it out. You want to do that maybe 6-12 times, maybe a minute, minute and a half. And if it's important to you to keep track, you can always count when you breathe in, count to one, when you breathe out, two, in, three, out, four, and so on, until you get to 12, 18, or 24. On the last out breath, you're going to close your eyes, and you're going to breathe normal, through your nose if possible, but just whatever your natural breath is at the time, that's how you're going to breathe. And again, if you can, breathe through your nose. If you're stuffy and you can't, breathe through your mouth. And as you close your eyes, you're going to start seeing how you feel. You're going to feel the weight of your body in the chair, any physical sensations, how you're doing emotionally, how your body feels. Do a brain scan from starting at the top of your head all the way down to your feet. Once you get down to the bottom of your feet, then you're going to focus on that breath. In and out. Just breathing naturally. Nothing special you have to do. Just breathing. Focus on the sensation. Where do you feel it? I feel it in my belly and diaphragm area. Because once I get to that part, I breathe into my belly. That's more relaxing. Breathe into your chest. That's more invigorating. So I generally breathe into my belly. And so I feel it the most there. Sometimes if I'm just a tad stuffy, I feel it in my nose. So every time you meditate, it might be in a different spot. So just feel it out. Where do you feel it at? You might feel it in all of them, but where do you feel it the most today? And you focus on where you feel it. In and out. Just focus on your breath. You're going to have thoughts. And there's no sense getting upset or uptight about thoughts. Thoughts happen. You're focused on your breath. Some thoughts come. Just let them. And as soon as you realize you're thinking or feeling an emotion or have a you're concentrating on a different physical sensation in your body, just gently, without judging yourself, go back to your breath. And it doesn't make any sense to judge yourself. At least I get, when I started especially, if I couldn't focus on my breath for very long, I wasn't doing very well. And if you're meditating, if you're doing the process, you're doing well. Some days your mind's going to be busy, and there's a ton of different analogies with meditation. So, monkey mind, training a horse, ripples in a pond, different ways of describing what your mind's like when you meditate. And so, while the goal is to focus on your breath, those thoughts, they come out of nowhere. I know when I have a thought when I'm meditating, it's not like I all of a sudden decide to have a thought. It just pops up. And so you can't judge yourself for something that you can't fully control. And as you meditate more and more, hopefully you're meditating every day. As you meditate more and more, over time, you might find that you get a little bit more skilled at focusing on your breath. You're still going to have thoughts. I've been doing this for quite a while, and I still have thoughts. So you can't judge yourself. And that's important, because if you get too wrapped up in that, you just make it harder to focus on your breath. So you don't want to try too hard. You just want to be relaxed. Focus on that movement in your breath. When you catch yourself thinking or feeling or focusing on a different physical sensation, without judgment, with kindness, just go back to focusing on your breaths again. A trick to help with that is to count your breaths. So when you breathe in, you count one. When you breathe out, you count two. When you count up to 10, once you get to 10, you start over at one. So you can do that for the whole meditation. What I like to do is focus on my breath and have my mind be quiet. But when I catch myself thinking, especially if I've chased that thought and it's gone on for some time, then I'll start counting. And I'll count to 10 and start over, count to 10, and then I'll focus on my breath again. And if I find I keep having to count, then I'll just count for the rest of the time. Because for whatever reason, my mind's a little busier that day. There's no anger, there's no judgment. I just do whichever allows me to have the most focus. And that's the important thing. You do the best you can. When the thoughts come up, you just go back to doing what you were doing with your breaths. If you want to, count them. That physical thought of counting gives you something else to help you focus on your breath. And that's all there is to it. Now, I recommend setting some kind of gentle timer. I don't know how many times I've set my phone timer and startled myself, which is not a nice way to end a meditation. So find kind of a nice gentle timer that lets you know when your 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes is done. And you can do it for as long as you want. If you start, I would start around 5 or 10 minutes and then bump it up. When you get comfortable with 5 minutes, do 10. When you're comfortable with 10 minutes, do 15. When you're comfortable with 15, do 20. And you can do it several times a day. Like I said, the nice thing about this is as you do it, you're exercising your mind. What we talked about yesterday, some of the benefits, you're going to get those. You're going to have better focus, better awareness. But it takes time. It's like exercising your body. The results don't come right away. And just like exercising your body, you might get some results kind of fast, but then it might table off a little bit as your mind gets more in shape. And you can think about it anything you want to learn. People have music lessons. People go see experts on musical instruments, sports, things like karate, judo, football. There's football camps. And you go learn a lot of different skills. Meditation's the same way. You're developing a skill. So give it time and don't expect yourself to just 100% be able to focus on your breath. That's not realistic. What's realistic is that you sit down, that you can sit down every day and meditate. Sometimes you'll have a busy mind and sometimes you won't. More often than not, you will. But over time, just like you practice any other skill, your mind will get better at it. Now, I don't know if there's ever a state where you can 100% focus on your breath without thoughts. Never really considered it until I just mentioned it, because the process is what's important. Sitting down and doing it is what's important. That's what gets you the benefit, no matter how good you are at focusing on your breath and not having thoughts. There's still benefits. Is there more benefits if you don't focus on your thoughts and only focus on your breath if you have that kind of skill? I don't know. But I know I have benefits, and sometimes I have a busy mind. It's all about the process. Now let me know if you have any questions. Give it a shot. Every day, 5 minutes. If you've never meditated before, do 5 minutes. If you meditated before, pick a time that's right for you. And again, if you have any questions, want me to clarify anything, if for some reason it didn't describe it very well, let me know. I'll see you tomorrow. So real quick before I go, 3 books on meditation that I highly recommend. If you're not planning on using Headspace, which I've talked about before, then I recommend Real Happiness, The Power of Meditation, a 28-day program. Excellent book. Guides you through everything. And then a book called Breath by Breath. It's a little more serious, I think, of the three I'm going to recommend. And then The Headspace Guide to Meditation and Mindfulness, How Mindfulness Can Change Your Life in 10 Minutes a Day. I thought that was the most enjoyable read and had good information, very good analogies. But all 3 books are worth a read. Again, I feel like The Headspace Guide was the most enjoyable, still informative, and maybe not so serious. Real Happiness was a little more serious. It was still good, but it was more along the informative lines, and Breath by Breath was maybe the most serious of the three. It's not a knock on it, just a little bit different reading style. So pick what you like. They're all good. Read them all. That's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Please let us know how things are going. If you have any questions or experiences to share on how you're implementing what we talk about in your life. And remember, if you want to support what we do, then share with your friends. Check out our website, wellnesstrek.org, and leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. And I'll see you in the next episode of The Wellness Trek.